episode 5. You ready? Okay, this episode's gonna be very, very different from the previous episodes. As you notice, wala akong kasama. I'm just by myself talking to you guys, and I just felt like I needed to do an episode where I properly introduce myself first and, you know, discuss what small talk is essentially all about. Just that. So before I go on, gusto ko lang muna magpasalamat sa inyong lahat na nakinig dun sa una kong mga episodes while it was, you know, kind of spontaneous, you know, napakinggan ko siya, it wasn't around any central theme or topic, but I've had a lot of positive feedback from it, and I'm really grateful for all of you guys that listened. I've actually reached 200 streams on Spotify, kaya thank you so much, and sana supportahan niyo pa rin ako as we go on with this journey. And yeah, so yun nga, I just wanted to introduce myself. For most of you, you're either listening because you're my friend, you're listening now because you're either my friend or I've met you in my social media accounts, whether it's on YouTube, Twitter, Instagram. If I met you there, then, you know, welcome back. I hope you continue to support me in whatever I'm doing. And for some of you who does not know me, I'd like to properly introduce myself. My name is Alec Cuenca. I am a student in Mapua University studying manufacturing engineering, and I've decided to create a podcast that you are listening right now. So yeah, I'm just doing this out of hobby. I'm not yet an entrepreneur or a heavy content creator, an Instagram influencer. I'm not all of that stuff. I'm just a regular student doing podcasts as my hobby, creating videos on YouTube, trying to inspire and motivate and, you know, talk to people, interact with other people all around the world with the intention of sharing ideas, sharing opinions, sharing wisdom. And, well, yeah. So, funny story kasi, I've created an Instagram account, diba? Also, for some of you who haven't followed it yet, please follow nyo naman. It's at Small Talk Podcasts. I posted snippets of my previous episodes there, and, you know, nung unang beses na nakita ni Mio, sabi niya, ang extra mo naman? Kasi she saw, I created a quote from the previous episode. It was totally unnecessary and uninspiring, but I really wanted to test it out. So, yun nga. Nung nakita ni Mayo, sabi niya, ang extra mo naman. Tapos, I was like, oo nga, no. Ang extra ko nga. And then, I started thinking, dude, why am I doing this stuff? I know many people right now are wondering, why am I doing this stuff? And what do I get? What is the purpose? What is my goal in this podcast or thing? Actually, you can trace it back from last year. Last year was the first time I uploaded a video on YouTube, and I've been uploading regularly since then. Not as frequent as I wanted to upload, but I've been uploading regularly, and right now, ayun, nag-start ako mag-podcast. And isip ko, why? And all of the things that I've been doing right now is coming from the quote that I want you to take in, hangga't kaya, take in ito. And I want you to listen very clearly to what I'm going to say. And the things that I'm doing right now is coming from the mindset that I only have one life. And I want you to listen very clearly. You know, it's very, very simple. It's only two words, but nung naintindihan ko na I only have one life, I decided to not waste it on things that would not make me happy. I started realize that there was no point in listening to other people's judgment, to other people's opinion about me. You know, I started not giving a fuck about their opinions, blocking them all out, and I've started looking at myself, you know, what does make you happy? And as time goes by, I've started to realize that putting myself out there, taking risks like this, taking unique steps or approaches where I could speak to people all around the globe and hopefully trade or exchange wisdom and stories and experiences, that's what I want. And this platform helps me to do that. Nung napasok ko sa Kotick, alam mo, sobrang simple. Madalas naman natin naririnig, you only have one life. You only have one life. But people hear that all the time, but they don't actually take it deep sa buhay niya. Nung naintindihan ko kasi yun, you know what happened to me? You know, once I understand that I only have one life, I was scared. I wasn't scared about the future. I was scared to live an unhappy life. I was scared to live a mediocre life. And I'm continuously looking around and seeing people, even in my age, which hurts a lot. I'm seeing a lot of people not happy with their lives. And I said to myself, I don't want that for me and for the people I love. So I'm taking these new steps, new approaches to try and break that trend of being unhappy is the way to go. You know, get a mediocre degree, get a mediocre job, live a mediocre life. I don't want that for the people around me. So now I'm trying new stuff to steer me and the people around me away from what made these people unhappy. It scares me a lot to live a mediocre life. And that's why I'm doing this. I'm being this extra. Because I don't want that. I really don't want that. And sorry, medyo mabigat ah. Kasi it's really bothering me for the past few days. For the past few weeks, actually. And it really hurts me to see people that I love not living their bestest life, not living their best lives. And if I could do something to change it, I would definitely do it. Diba? So, if I could build this podcast and hopefully expand it and reach a global market, and maybe I could, I'm just practically hoping that this, what I'm doing right now, will pay me dividends in the future. Will hopefully expand my network and help me in the future with my future businesses and future endeavors, while at the same time touching people's lives, inspiring people, motivating people. That's what I want. That's essentially what I want to happen with this podcast. And okay, you get the essence why I want to do this. Now let's get to what you could expect from the podcast. For most of the times, the podcast episodes will be either me speaking my truth sa inyo, sharing my experiences sa inyo, or I will have people or guests sa show or sa podcast na to where we will exchange ideas and notions like that. So, I will still do some random podcasts with my cousins, you know, some in-depth movie reviews, but for most of the times, I will be doing episodes like this where I'm just going to speak with you what I think that could possibly touch your life or possibly move you in any way possible. Properly ma-inspire ka, ma-motivate ka after mo makinig. So, yan. And this will be a short episode. Gusto ko lang talagang magpasalamat sa inyo sa mga nakinig and i-explain kung ano talaga yung pakay ko dito sa podcast na to. Kaya I think I've done it. I will be posting another one this weekend, and make sure you stick around for that. So I guess this is it. This is the end of the fifth, I mean, small talk number four, the fifth episode. I hope I made myself clear. Hindi ko pa napapakinggan eh. Hindi ko pa sa edit ko pa makikita kung merong sense yung mga pinagsasabi ko. But sana nga meron. And hopefully, supportahan nyo ako sa mga pinagsasabi ko dito. Kaya ayun, maraming salamat ulit sa pakikinig. Thank you so much for listening. If you've connected with anything that I've said, please share it sa social media para mas maraming taong makinig and maabot ng podcast ko. Just remember to use the hashtag smalltalk and tag smalltalkpodcasts kung sa Instagram or tag me, Ginoong Alex sa Twitter para makita ko and ma-retweet natin. Yun lang, share lang ng share para mas maraming maabot tong podcast na to. Again, this is Small Talk, small conversations with huge impact. My name is Alec Cuenca. Have a great night, have a great day, have a great weekend ahead of you guys. See you or talk to you guys next episode.